Please welcome the newest member of Quinn's Afternoon Army, actor Crispin Glover.
Hello.
Crispin, thank you so much for making time. Longtime fan, and it's an honor to speak with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely. New movie out today, Lucky Day. And this film, your character that you play in there, the Frenchman Luke, is this a part that was written specifically for you? Because I feel like when I watch the previews, this has Crispin Glover all over it.
Well, I did work with Roger Avery before on a film called Beowulf.
Uh-huh.
Which he co-wrote with Neil Gaiman, originally for himself to direct. And in fact, the reason I'm in it, Robert Zemeckis ended up directing it, but Zemeckis said that he would cast the people that Roger and Neil had wanted to play the character. So Roger had always I'm not sure exactly if it was written for me, for the Grendel character, but I was definitely the pick for that character. Roger told me on this particular film, you know, he did not write this for me. No, I don't know if he had somebody specific in mind, but he very specifically said he had not written it. But he was, you know, I've always gotten along with Roger very well, and it fit very well, like a glove.
Maybe a trademark for Crispin Glover, things fitting like a nice fitted glove.
That's right.
And when you look at the movie, too, it harkens back to the mid-90s with Quentin Tarantino that Roger worked on as well, and the film has that kind of Pulp Fiction feel to it.
Well, Roger famously co-wrote both Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino and won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay with Quentin Tarantino for Pulp Fiction. So certainly, being that he was a co-writer of those films, it has qualities that are reminiscent in those films as well.
It's Quinn's Afternoon Army on 95.7 The Hog, talking with Crispin Glover, co-star of the new Roger Avery movie, Lucky Day. When these characters that you play, like the Frenchman and the other eccentric characters, do you find parts of yourself in these characters, or is it an escape for you to leave Crispin behind and get into this other person?
Well, you know, what you learn early on in acting class is to utilize portions of your own psychology that fit into whatever character it is. I would say this particular character, there's an id that everybody has. You know, you have a dream, and in the dream you can kill people or do things that you would not normally do in day-to-day life. And there's a social masking that people learn to function properly in society. But, you know, a two-year-old certainly will do whatever it wants in order to get what it needs. And then slowly is trained by parents to do things that are not going to make everybody hate them. But I think this character has an id quality in that there's a fair amount of killing, which, of course, is not something people do generally in day-to-day life.
Well, when we talk about the violence in the movie, and it is a graphically violent movie, but much like Pulp Fiction, there's also elements of supernatural in it as well, which kind of lighten the mood, and there's the sarcastic humor as well.
Yeah, there's humor in it for sure. It was evident as soon as I read it that this was just a great part to play, and I'm very glad that I had the opportunity.
Now, I've only had the opportunity to view the Red Band trailer, but you do see the action. I was going to ask about the weapons training that you have to go through, because you've done a lot of physical roles in the past where we've seen you doing the hand-to-hand combat, but some of the weaponry in this movie is amazing.
Yeah, I read the script, and 7 days later, I was on the set.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a relatively complex character to do in such a very short time. So really, it's true. I had a fair amount of training when doing Charlie's Angels.
Right.
Which was more, as you say, that was Wushu specific, although I had actually taken Taekwondo before that. There was some sword work as well.
Yes.
For Charlie's Angels. There was actually a fairly extensive training. On the first film, I believe it was 2 months of training altogether. 5 days a week, which I loved. It was great exercise, and I loved learning the routines, and that was a great experience. This would be the opposite. There was no training. What I had to focus upon was the dialect, playing this international man of mystery, and I had some prior training, which was able to be utilized. The weaponry actually is not as difficult as something like learning routines for hand-to-hand combat.
Sure,
that's like learning a dance or something. So it's that's intensive work. But this was more, a gun you can point and it looks like you know what you're doing.
Well, after being into this character for the filming, is it easy for you to leave it behind?
I will say. One thing which is might have made that overly simplistic. You do have to point with intention.
Right.
My character has a very specific intention, which becomes evident. So that's what you play. You play the intention.
He is Crispin Glover. New movie from Roger Avery out today. Co-stars in Lucky Day. You've really become known for some of the most eccentric characters in film in the past 30 years. How do you leave the character behind?
That's not hard. The hard part is getting the concentration to make sure that you're doing it properly. It's easy to lose concentration. I never have a difficulty getting out of character. The most difficult thing is to be able to concentrate and be in the moment and the true thoughts of the character.
Be in the moment as the character. I cannot wait to see the movie in its entirety. Lucky Day, out today in select theaters. Crispin Glover, again, thank you for making time. Can't wait to see the film, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing what people make of the film. I had a great time working on this.
Well, if they are a fan of the pulp fiction genres and what Roger has done in the past, I think this is just another continuation. And if you're a fan of that, why wouldn't you like this new movie?
Absolutely.
All right, Crispin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, too.